Hey, 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 what it do, sports world, and welcome to the Winner's Circle with Ray Diggs. I got a great, great segment for you all. I want to talk about the Philadelphia Eagles and the Dallas Cowboys as the game just ended. The Dallas Cowboys defeated the Philadelphia Eagles 40-34 in a really, really good game. But I'm going to talk about the stats, and then I want to give you all my personal opinion about this game right here. For the Eagles, Gardner Minshew started at quarterback. It was not Jalen Hurts. I repeat, Gardner Minshew started at quarterback. It was not Jalen Hurts. But Gardner Minshew had a hell of a game. You know, even though he had two turnovers and a fumble, you know, if he can clean up the turnovers, man, this Philadelphia Eagles team can probably win the Super Bowl with him at quarterback, to be honest with you. And the Eagles, they fell to 13-2. But Gardner Minshew had 355 yards passing with two touchdowns. Also had two interceptions. Miles Sanders had 21 carries for 65 yards. He also had a fumble. Devontae Smith, which I pretty much been telling y'all, the kid is a gamer. He had eight catches, 113 yards, and two touchdowns. A.J. Brown had six catches for 103 yards. And then you had Dallas Goedert, who had three catches for 67 yards in game, where he had 41 yards. I would like to see Quez Watson get a little bit more involved. And that's something, you know, that I think they need to learn off of. But Gardner Minshew fumbled twice. You know, he lost one and he recovered one. But Miles Sanders lost one fumble. And the Eagles defense played good, you know. But the turnovers, man. The turnovers is what gets you, you know. And let's talk about the Cowboys. The Cowboys, Dak had 347 yards and three touchdowns. He also had one interception, in which that interception returned back for a touchdown. Zeke had 55 yards. Pollard had 19 yards. While Dak had 41 yards rushing. But CeeDee Lamb had a good game. You know, 10 catches for 120 yards and two touchdowns. Pollard had six catches for 61 yards. T.Y. Hilton, who played his first game for the Cowboys, had one catch for 52 yards. And also, Michael Gallup had four catches for 36 yards and a touchdown. But, you know, like I said, when you fumble three times, you know, what do you expect? You got to expect to lose, man. You got to expect to lose. The Eagles had the game right there. You know, the Eagles had the game right there where they wanted it at. When you look at this, both of these teams pretty much played to be honest with you, the Eagles outplayed the Cowboys, to be real. If you look at first downs, they was pretty much equal. And if you look at total plays, equal, total yards, the Eagles had more yards than them, you know, and had more passing yards. And so when you look at the stats, you know, the one thing that just jumps out for you, you had 27 minutes to 32 minutes time of possession. But when you look at it, you have four turnovers. You know, you got two fumbles, two interceptions. So, and the Cowboys have one. So, that was a disaster to lose the game. If they clean up the turnovers, man, the Eagles win this game by at least 10 points. You know, the Eagles is a really good team. They're a very, very talented team. But when you give the other team the ball four extra times, then you most likely going to lose the game. So I expect for the Eagles, man, this right here is more like a win for them, to be real with you. You know, they lost their second game of the season. They bound their quarterback, the starting quarterback, another week to get ready. I think Jalen Hurts will play next week. But to be honest with you, I might say Jalen Hurts out next week. Because if you take away the four turnovers, Gardner Minshew didn't. I mean, take away the four turnovers, Gardner Minshew didn't play bad. You know, so if I'm the Eagles, my thinking is next week I'm setting them down. I'm setting them down another week, you know, and because I want him to be prepared, I want him to be ready, you know. But you know, it's about them, you know. It's about what they need, you know. But if you give the Cowboys the ball four extra times, then you most likely gonna lose the game. So the Eagles, they take this as a learning experience and as well as a win. Because now they see, like, okay, it don't matter who at quarterback, man. We still could be a dangerous team. You know, you put up 34 points against a Cowboys team that's supposed to have one of the best defenses in the NFL. I mean, I think that's pretty good, to be honest with you. You know, and then you giving them short fields, four short fields. I mean, hell, you can't blame the defense for that. Of course we're going to give up 40. If you give the ball to them four times with a short field, then I think this right here is a win for the Eagles, man. The Eagles, man, this is a team right here that they are the best team in the NFC. And I expect for them to wrap up their division next week, you know, with a win. But this team right here is very dangerous. Gardner Minshew can probably lead this team to at least the NFC Championship game without Jalen Hurts, man, with the weapons that he got around him. And I just hope Jalen Hurts is looking at it because he sees that possibly Devontae Smith, that dude is a baller. He's a gamer. So with that being said, the Cowboys move to 11-4 while the Eagles go to 13-2. And you know, these two teams right here are gonna possibly meet again. But this time it might be on different grounds. It's probably gonna be in Philly this time, you know, and it's gonna be different when you got perfect weather inside to compare to the Philadelphia weather, you know? And like I said, the Cowboys is a good team, man, but I don't see championship in this team. I just don't see it. But hey, sometimes I've been blind and so maybe they can prove me wrong. But hey, like I said, the Dallas Cowboys defeats the Philadelphia Eagles in a game where the Eagles had four turnovers and a backup quarterback and lose the game only by six, man. Like I said, that's a win for me. That's a win for the Eagles fans. And I know y'all shouldn't even be mad. Y'all should be just sitting back thinking like, man, this team right here can be special. This team can be special. Hey, thank you all again for listening to another great segment of The Winner's Circle with Ray Dix. Hey, peace and have a blessed day. Peace. Merry Christmas.